we miss out is the heaven that is after the resurrection. It's not the heaven you go to when you die that's the main event. That's like the layover. Then there's the final destination. It's a great layover. Don't get me wrong. But the final destination is after the resurrection. We will live together on the new earth where God will bring heaven down to the new earth. We will have redeemed culture. We'll have redeemed relationships, redeemed literature, redeemed sports, redeemed everything, because we will be embodied people, physical people for all eternity. But if we don't understand that that's the promise of God, then we will end up thinking, well, this is the life where, I mean, bucket list. I mean, I got to hang on to, I got to grab for anything, because this is the life where you have fun. This is the life that really means something, and it's an adventure, because after we die and go to heaven, we'll just be disembodied spirits floating around, which is so totally unbiblical. 1 Corinthians 15 says that if the dead are not raised, we are of all people most to be pitied. And that's why we have a pitiful view of heaven, because we're not thinking of the new earth, resurrected people with the resurrected Jesus and our resurrected families and everyone that we know that loves Jesus that we'll spend eternity with. So when Colby died and when Nancy died, they didn't leave the party, so now they're left out. They went to the party. We're left out. But we're headed that direction if we know Jesus, and make sure you do. I mean, don't be presuming you know Jesus. If you haven't given your life to him, repented of your sins, and asked him to be your Lord and Savior, you can do it right now and pray you'll do it today and maybe get baptized tonight, whatever. But the point is, we need to have this view of what's to come. Otherwise, we'll just live for this life, and we'll bucket list, and everything's about here and now. And Nancy had an eternal life bucket list. And she says, I want to live with 100 dogs on the new earth and all this kind of, and I said, I wouldn't be at all surprised if God gives you that.